post show for Hijinks and Sue podcast, episode 52. If you're listening to this, that means you've donated or subscribed to the Vault at vault.hijinksandsue.com, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much for your donations. The end. No, wait, no.
Please come back when you can afford to make a purchase.
You know, I waited all night to open up this bag.
Just finish off this bag. This bag's half full. I'm not going to finish it.
You're not down with the train.
I've eaten half the train of Midnight Train Dorito tacos.
Oh, man. It really does smell like tacos.
It really does, doesn't it?
It smells like
tacos. It's a bag of tacos.
Midnight Taco Train to Doritoville.
Can you pass me the
tacos?
Hey,
look, there's an article about that.
Pass me the tacos.
Can
you pass me the tacos?
Yeah, I saw that. There's a...
God, that show wanted to be Clone High so bad.
The man behind Arrested Development is back in a twisted new animated show.
Did you know that Showtime did want Arrested Development and he turned them down?
Yeah.
He said, I'm done with the show.
Yeah, and I really don't blame him because it wouldn't be as funny on Showtime.
Please pass the tacos.
He's got too many green lights that have been lifted.
I don't know. If he imposed the same restrictions, like nothing had changed.
Showtime would be, what the fuck? Why are you doing that?
You can
say fuck on Showtime. I really don't think that I don't think it would have worked. Because they were making you go like, oh, you can't say that on like fucking regular TV.
You can't do that on television.
Yeah.
That was a good one. It just totally tastes like taco salad.
Doesn't it?
There's a bunch of shit here if you want to look at it.
Not really.
There you go. Geek shit.
What did you think of that J.J. Abrams geek issue?
I haven't gotten it.
I read it.
I didn't care for it. I thought it was weak.
Mm-hmm.
Weak sauce.
It wasn't as good as a normal issue of Wired because none of the stuff I expected to read was in there. Like, Wired will typically... What I really like about Wired is they'll find people that are doing things in technology, but then, like, find the story behind the story, like... The guy that wants to completely revolutionize the auto industry by, it's called Better Place, is the name of his company, and every single major auto manufacturer, that is before they all lost their shit, were extremely interested in what he was doing, like they all agreed he was the future. What he wants to do is take the cell phone model and apply it to cars, where you would basically buy minutes of electricity to make your car go. So if you don't drive that much, you don't pay that much for the car.
There's a company out there now that operates out of a lot of larger cities where they're basically community cars. So if you live in New York, Boston, Chicago, etc. And I saw one when I was in New York last year. I was like, hey, I can't remember the name, but basically you go, you sign up for a membership, you prove that you're insured, you prove that you have a good record, you have a license, da da da. Then, when you want, you go to these areas where these cars are parked, and they have them like throughout different neighborhoods. And if it's there, you just open it, and they have some sort of different security
Weird.
System. And you get in the car, you use it, run down, do your chores, and as long as you leave it at another like center for the cars, then you're good to go.
Weird.
And you pay like a monthly fee.
Well, this guy, his deal is that your car, you would basically be leasing it. Like a phone, you get a massive subsidy, like a phone, and so you wouldn't pay very much. But there'd be no gas. You would have rechargeable batteries in the car, and you would refuel it two different ways. You would either refuel it plug-in from home, or you would go to a station, and because it takes too long to refuel the battery, it would actually pull into a slot like a car wash. A robot would remove your battery and put a new one in. Now, the problem with that is it relies on infrastructure like a motherfucker. Like, there has to be a ton of these stations everywhere because the car has, like, a max 200-mile range. The computer in the car would be connected via 3G to their satellite network, and it would go, hey, you've only got 25 miles of driving left. Here's a route to the nearest station. You need to go there next.
You know, that's right out of Minority Report, the movie, where they had those community-type cars that were on rails or whatever. Because those are like, if you're rich and live in, like, the metropolitan area, you don't need to own a car because it's impractical, but you can get into those little velocities and slide around wherever you need to go.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, it's except that it would be just your car. Yeah. But the idea is that there would be no gas, and even though we do get electricity by burning fossil fuel, we burn a lot less to make electricity to drive a car than we do to actually put in a car and burn. So, you know, the thing, it's called Better Place, and there was this big interview about how this guy was like, I have a dream, I'm changing the world. What's that? What's happening? You get a call?
We're fine, yeah.
So, why are we talking about that? Oh, Wired. Yeah, right. Right. Also, the weird thing, at the end of the magazine, I know the whole magazine was full of clues and mysteries, and some guy found, deciphered half the clues, and it led him to a website, much like Lost. There was letters left out of stuff, there was a bunch of codes on different pages, so whatever. But I started reading one article, and it's like, continued from page 508. And I'm like, okay, well, it's 100-page magazines. There's no page 508. So it's like, oh, maybe it's a misprint, and it was 108. And I'm like, no, that's not it. Then I was like, oh, it's the mystery issue. So I looked through the magazine like 4 times before I realized there was no beginning to the article. I don't know if that's just a joke or if there was a deeper mystery, but it was about Star Trek, so I was trying to read it. And it's just not in there.
Huh. How about this issue? I don't know. I was looking at... I haven't picked this up, this Geek Monthly issue up. I've been reading all of those.
Yeah, you've been talking about that constantly. That's your new favorite boner mag.
It's not bad. I mean, I went back and found some of the older prints at, like, a Half Price Books, and the one with Tina Fey and Sarah Silverman. The one that I was reading with, the soup guy.
Joel.
Yeah. His was just kind of interesting just because it was just general discussion with him. It was really odd because, like, in there it said, or he was talking about, like, when he was in college, he played football, like, at Washington State or something like that. He's like, yeah, I'm a total geek, but I don't know, I was good at sports, so I did it. And I was like, fuck, dude, you gotta be pretty good to play in college, because college is...
What did he play?
He played, like, tight end or something.
Oh, I mean, he played football?
Yeah. And he was, like, football. In college, like, college level. That's, like...
Foosball?
There's, like, dudes in high school that strive to do that. And he's like, yeah, I don't know. I did
Joel
it.
McHale played college football?
Yeah. He says that he's into sports, and he's totally all into all that stuff. But he's like, I don't know. What are you going to do? He's
the thing,
like,
that kills me about the soup is that he finishes savagely slaying the stupidity of current mainstream TV pop culture. And then the moment his show goes off, it's like the three whores that fuck Hugh Hefner.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I always wonder that too. It's like they have like let's take some E, and you're like, really? You're gonna bash?
Really gonna just make fun of E like that?
You're just gonna go ahead and bash the show that's
you know what's
got you
know what's pretty fucked up? You know that chick Chelsea Handler? They keep giving her shows. She's dating or engaged to or just banging the president of E. Her show is the unfunniest thing I've ever seen.
That's the one. That's it's like terrible. That's like the female soup, right?
It's like the female podcast.
She's like a talk show, right?
It's basically a podcast. It's basically this show.
I may
have seen they sit around the table and she goes, "So did you guys hear about this thing that Oprah's on Twitter?" And then they all make jokes, and they're obviously like they've had the topics, you know, and they've written all their jokes out, and they all laugh at each other's jokes really hard. It's not funny. It's not spontaneous at all.
I may have seen some of that, and I was like, well, what the fuck is this? Like, I didn't know what I was watching.
I've seen her on other stuff where I thought she was funny. She was not funny.
I don't know. I just thought I had it on the wrong channel, so I changed it. I was like, no, this obviously wasn't what I was looking for.
It just kills me that Joel McHale's like, Keeping Up with the Kardashians is the worst fucking thing on TV, and will fucking kill you. Right after the soup, Keeping Up with the Kardashians here on E!
Well, and then he had, like, them on the show once.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm like,
he fucking slaughters those people.
The best part is like, they're so fucking stupid. Yeah. That they're like, it's so great, I'm on the soup. My friends talk about the soup. He's like, yeah, because they're bashing the shit out of you.
Yeah, he's like, Kim Kardashian, who's famous for having a giant ass and a sex tape, and her dead behind the eyes sisters on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And,
yeah, blah,
and
blah.
Like, oh, here they are.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine
and
that.
They're like, we're around the soup, we're so famous. And you're, I just don't think they get it.
No.
They really don't.
These taco chips are awesome.
They're pretty good, unfortunately.
Ask me one of the tacos.
Unfortunately, they're pretty goddamn good.
See what I think of this taco. Oh, God.
I will say, though.
Oh, God.
What makes me sad? You hate them?
It's a taco.
No, it's like eating a taco.
It is, right?
Oh,
it's
my God.
It's more like a nacho, really.
It's a taco explosion in my mouth.
Fucking tacos.
So sad. Never mind. Every girl Eli's ever had sex with.
It's like a taco exploding in my mouth.
I had to say it. I had to say it. Eat like a tamale.
That's a spicy tamale.
That's a spicy tamale. Hey! Fucking Caprica over here. Fucking hey. The two best things that came out of this show were Caprican Mafia and Obasby.
The Capricans.
The Supernamic Emperors.
Hey! Balta over here. Can you believe
hey,
this?
Freaking guys, Balta. Get a load of this guy. Fucking douchebag. Look at this guy.
Fucking asshole. Look at,
he's got hair like fucking Jesus. And don't take the Lord's name in vain. Hey.
Disrespectful, hey. You know. Disrespectful.
Who does he think he is? Jesus?
What does his mother think?
All I think about...
Take a pipe to his knees.
All I think about is the scene from Goodfellas.
Forget about it.
When they, like, stabbed a dude in the back of the trunk, but they go to have dinner at his grandma's. The scene from Pally's. But in Caprica style.
No, what you're talking about.
So did you ever watch Goodfellas?
That was a long time ago.
Good God.
They put him in the airlock.
Jimmy one time,
because I assist things one time. Where's that from?
Damn, it's hot out. Man, these bodies stink. What was that, Jimmy?
Right, I can't say it again. What was it from? Was
Mr.
That,
Show.
Mr. Show? Okay.
Instead of...
we were all just a bunch of pallies.
Yeah, instead of Goodfellas, it was pallies. And then on the bottom, it's like edited for television.
That was the introduction to the whole, you know...
Mother, father...
Chinese dentist. I don't give a shoe.
Yeah. Well, what the flip? Flip.
What the fart?
Flip. I want to make a shirt that says, Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon.
But it needs to be like a dude in it, like a dude in a falcon suit, like a falcon head.
I want
to
make a shirt with all the best, most memorable TV change-up lines.
This is what happens when you find a man in the Alps.
This is what happens when you find a man in the Alps. I'm serious. I think I'm going to do it. That's a good one. And Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon is one that you can't forget. Somebody that I follow on Twitter, this cartoonist named Paul Southworth, is talking about how Snakes on a Plane was on TV. He goes, what did he say? I'm sick of all these monkey fighting snakes on my Monday Friday plane.
Yeah, I saw your retweet of that.
Monday Friday play.
Dude, the most incredible one. I can't even believe they're doing this. They have The Departed on FX.
Are you serious?
That makes no fucking sense. That movie is like...
Was it like 20 minutes long?
Yeah.
Forget about it.
It's like, no one dies.
You see the guy kind of falling off the roof, and then cuts to another scene, whatever, and then it's
like... planting like flowers in funeral. The garden.
There's just puppies. There's puppies skipping across
the
field.
And then they show the rat like walking across.
Train of baby ducks walking.
Get it? Because he was a rat. Do you get it? Did you get that? Did you follow that? Did you get it?
Unfucking believable.
Get a load of this guy. Fucking Saltai. I know him for 40 fucking years.
Saltai!
Hey, look at this guy. Let me toast my friend Saltai. This is the toast he gives before he's about to put out the hit. He's like he knows he's about to have somebody kill him. He's like, he's my fucking friend. My fucking brother. He's my brother.
Let me do it.
And he's my fucking brother. And he's a fucking skin job. He's a fucking skin job. He's...
Get a load of this guy.
Look at this.
He's my sister's nephew.
He stood up at my fucking wedding.
He toasted
at my fucking wedding. This guy. This guy right here. This beautiful son of a bitch.
He danced with my fucking wife.
Look at this beautiful son of a bitch.
Look at this beautiful mother of... This big ball of Michelle over my fucking... Like a black snake in the middle.
Look at this
the old time.
Look at him.
Look at him.
Look at him, one eye. Look at him, one eye. Give his eye.
Saul, one eye.
Saul, so we only called him Sully, one eye, but he only had two eyes. We didn't know why we called him that. Now it makes sense. Nickname fits the man. Now we should call him Saul fucking Skin Job. We should call him
Saul Job.
My son Lee. Look at this guy. Look at this guy. Fucking British accent. Look at this guy.
Where the fuck did that come from?
What the fuck is this?
From his mother, I tell you.
Listen to me, his fucking
from
mother.
From his good whore of a mother.
Whore of a mother, God rest his soul, no disrespect.
Oh.
Fucking whore. Low class. Hang
on. This just in.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane!
Oh.
Wow, he really
what
does that!
I thought he made it up.
Play that again.
Wow, I thought he made it up.
Scrub that
dude,
back a few
he
seconds.
He actually says that. That wasn't like
it was reshot.
Over.
It was reshot. Monday to Friday.
Clear the snakes out of the cockpit. Yeah. Enough is enough! I have had it with these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane! Everybody strap in!
I really hope he got
it's just
extra
an inside,
for that.
That's just an inside joke. That whole movie's an inside joke.
I can't believe that an internet idea just made its way onto, like, television. For reals.
What do you mean?
Dude, seriously. Snakes on a plane? That's something, like, you joke about it on the internet or whatever.
Oh, well, yeah.
And then you're like, eh, that'd be a great idea for a movie.
Well, you know why they called it that, right?
Yeah, because of the internet.
No. Because when they were talking about it internally, that was their working title for it. And then eventually they're like, no, this is probably the best title we're going to come up with.
Yeah.
Monday to Friday plane. Monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane.
Is he being racist? Or
that goes on the shirt. So I've got three now. I've got monkey fighting snakes, Monday, Friday plane. Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon. And this is what happens.
Oh, don't forget.
When you find a man in the Alps.
Give me the keys, you fairy godmother.
What's that from?
Give me the keys, fairy godmother. What the fuck?
The Usual Suspects. When they make him do the lineup. And he's like, read the line. Oh, and it's like, give me the keys. You,
that's a good one.
You cock-sucking motherfucker or whatever. And on Bravo, they do, give me the keys, you fairy godmother.
What the hell?
Okay. Give me the keys, okay. You.
My people are out there. They're like fucking Indians. You're not going to see them. You're not going to hear about them. Except through me or Captain Queenan.
Okay, I guess
you
these
will not
are
ever
the unedited.
Know the identity of undercover people. Unfortunately, wait, this no? Shithole has more fucking leaks than the Iraqi Navy.
Fuck yourself.
I'm tired from fucking your wife.
How's your mother?
Good. She's tired from fucking my father. Look.
It's pretty good
guy
line.
Says he
I just want to see a movie with Alec Baldwin.
He set up a
and,
whole fucking job in Pop Kenneth.
What's his nuts over here? Hard
do
ass.
Not want to miss it if
I just want to see a movie with those
Alec
two.
Baldwin was so great in that movie. Like, you did not expect him to fucking steal the show, and he stole the
oh,
fucking
yeah.
show.
What do you want to fucking whatever? You want to smoke? You want to smoke? No, you're probably one of those fucking fitness freaks, right? Go, why don't you go fuck yourself? And he just, like, yeah. walks off like, what? What just happened?
All right, sick and tired of all these monkey fighting snakes on this
show.
Monday.
Do you know what we do here?
To
my section.
Friday.
I think this has been edited.
Sir, yes, sir, I have an idea.
Whoa. Let's say you have no idea and leave it at that, okay? No idea. Zip. None. If you had an idea about what we do, we would not be good at what we do, would we? We would be
sloppy.
You calling us sloppy?
Staff Sergeant Dignam has a style of his own. I'm afraid we all have to get used to it.
So, you got family connections down in Southie, right? 3-5?
What was the last one?
Why don't you tell us about your Uncle Jackie?
No, we got that one. We got Find a Man in the Alps, Sick and Tired of Money Friday Snakes, Playing, whatever. Oh, and Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon.
He was a carpet layer for Jordan Marsh.
Uncle Jackie was a small-time
clown
who tended bar at the vets in Somerville.
He got laughed at because his antics were priceless.
No way.
Yeah. That's fake.
Yeah.
That's right.
Laughed at his antics were priceless.
I watched some of it on FX, and it's almost like you can't make fun of it because there's fucking cuss words every other line.
Yeah.
And
well, it's
they,
like when they try
they did a pretty decent job of covering up some of them.
That's like trying to put Scarface on TV.
Did they do that? I wouldn't
I'm sure it's
they did.
Happened.
So hello.
You know what I always used to like about watching Cribs when it first came out? Is that every fucking rapper has got this like wall-sized portrait of Scarface. And they're like, yo,
well, the black
this dudes, Tony Montana, because I want to be just like him.
The black you know? Dudes do, and then the white dudes have, like, Frank Sinatra.
Still, yeah. But they're like, I'm going to be just like him. And I'm like, did you not see the same movie I saw? His path of self-destruction ended in self-destruction. It ended in a hail fire of bullets that literally perforated his entire body. So go for it. If that's what you want to do, buddy.
Yeah, you do that.
You do that. You're awesome.
Sounds good.
You know, by contrast, though, and that is a good movie. You know what movie I actually really like that's in that same vein is Blow.
Yeah. I fucking love that movie.
That movie's fantastic.
That's a great... I think that's... I mean... It's underrated.
Johnny Depp has made some underrated. Bad movies, but that movie is fantastic. He is so good in it.
Well, because fucking Pee Wee Herman's Boston awesome.
Boston Judge.
Yeah.
Boston Judge.
Yeah.
He's good. He's great. Yeah, Pee Wee.
Pee Wee's good.
As Derek For Real.
Derek For Reals.
Oh, you know, another off-topic thing, but after watching the MacGyver... The MacGyver re-dub with Star Wars...
Yeah.
I kind of really do want to go back and watch MacGyver.
The whole season, the whole show's on Hulu, I think.
Yeah. I kind of want to just watch it. I know it's not going to hold up, but at the same time, it kind of might.
You know what I would like to watch is like the highlight reel of an episode of MacGyver. I'd want to watch a whole episode in about 5 minutes.
No, you have to watch the whole thing because like...
The build up to when he finally pulls out the pocket knife and makes something.
There was one episode where it's like... It was a clip on YouTube and it says like MacGyver puts... or. MacGyver takes down a racist, and it's like in the scene, he like walks up to some dude, like in a room, and he's like, "Why did you kill him? Why?" And then the guy's like, "Because he's black." And then like MacGyver has a gun that he's taken away from somebody, and he like acts like he kind of wants to use it, and then punch the guy, and then like Cuban Gooding Jr. walks in, and goes, "MacGyver, no!" And I'm like, "What the fuck is going on?" Like. So, and then I guess in the 80s,
no,
it was just cool. Fucking look it up. I was like, why? It's so after school special, really, is what MacGyver was. Because he was like, look, guys, don't have to use guns. I use science. And all this other shit.
He was the first Mythbuster.
Yeah, I guess.
Except none of his shit was real.
No, actually, it's pretty real. I've tried it.
Did you ever see one of the best ones he ever did? All he had was a bicycle and his pocket knife. And he made a flamethrower. Or, technically, I think it was supposed to be a torch, like a welding torch, which it never could have been. But he cuts off the pipe of the bike frame and then files rust off the bike into the pipe and then, like, somehow lights it and turns it into a fucking rocket.
Pipe bomb.
Yeah. Well, that always reminded me of War Games. Like, when fucking Matthew Broderick was doing all those tricks that you were like, oh, shit, I guess
you took that tape recorder and, like, the forceps and, like, some
jacked
chewing gum.
Jacked it to the code box, and the guy, like, punches in the code. Boop, 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 boop. And he replays it, like, on a fucking, on a tape player.
Yeah, but that worked back then. Boop, boop,
boop, boop. Yeah, because it was by
the tone.
Dual tones. Yeah. Just no different than Captain Crunch.
I tried the shit out of that. Didn't work.
Yeah,
that and the phone hackery.
I did that one time.
The pull tab.
I never did, saving the DTMF cones, DTMF tones for like long distance or whatever. But I did do the thing that I heard someone tell me a story that if you dropped quarters in a payphone.
Makes that sound.
And recorded that sound, that you could make long distance calls. And I totally fucking did it. And it worked. And then, like, a year later, they changed it.
Did you have to call the operator, though?
No.
Because when's the whole thing, like...
When you stuck quarters in an old-school payphone, there would be an audible sound that would go like... Ba-da-ding, ba-da-ding.
Oh, yeah.
And that is what told the phone you would put money in it. Because, basically, the phone was calling out and saying how much money you'd spent. So, if you recorded that, you put in, like, $3 worth of quarters, you just play it back, and it worked. And then they changed the phones shortly thereafter to where that did not work anymore.
Oh.
And then they got rid of payphones.
That was what Steve Jobs and the Wozniak did.
No, it was Gates' buddies. It was other side.
No, it was the other way around.
They made the blue boxes.
Yeah. Because they were friends with Captain Crunch.
That was Gates.
No. Not at all. They weren't hackers. Gates and all them, they were not hackers. They were poker players.
I'm trying to remember my Pirates of Silicon Valley here.
I've seen the movie 15 times.
Didn't Gates make the blue box and sell it at wherever he went to college?
No, he was just playing poker.
Okay.
That was the thing. It's like, they showed him, like, he doesn't give a fuck. He's just some smart dude.
Did Captain Crunch die recently? He was in the news recently.
The Captain Crunch. Really?
There's a guy.
No, I know. No, I thought you were talking about the cereal.
No.
I thought you were trying to be funny.
No, that
didn't
dude.
Captain Crunch die?
He was
they saw him off on
he was
ship,
in the
street, Viking
they
style.
A Viking funeral and Crunch berries.
Wow. And like, yeah.
No, but yeah, the hacker.
The
Chocoberry was there, and like all the other Frankenberry, they're all like waving off.
Shooting arrows into his, flaming arrows into his Crunch boat.
Release!
The count just...
Avast.
Yar.
But yeah, the hacker,
the
Captain Crunch.
He died recently, right?
Did he? I don't know.
He was in the news recently. He apparently stayed a recluse his entire life, and like, never... I don't know. There was a story. I'm going to have to go find it now. There was some weird story about him recently. Wozniak's such a fucking weirdo, too, man.
Did you ever see any of his clips from Dancing with the Stars?
I've seen him on The Soup.
There you go.
Like a fucking seal flopping around on the ice. He's just such a weird guy. He's like the weirdest guy you ever knew, and then give him $1 billion. You know? It's the only difference. He's a hardware nerd, period. He wasn't a visionary. He wasn't a businessman.
He just wanted to make people laugh.
Yeah. Yeah. He lucks out, gets $1 billion, and then he just kind of floats around from thing to thing
on
that he enjoys.
Segway.
Yeah.
On
Segway polo.
Yeah, he glides around.
Dude, if that had a Segway just as a pole, that'd be awesome. You just like...
It's called a pogo stick.
Tug it and just lean.
Like for strippers.
I wasn't following you until... I'm still sort of not, but...
You just roll with it.
Segway strippers?
A pole that's like a Segway stick.
On the main stage, we've got Diamond on the Segway.
You give love a bad name.
Dude, if we ever wanted to make a fuck ton of money, all we had to do is like open a strip club and yeah, call it like the Battle Star. And then
you
want to
make it, you want to make a geek strip club.
We'd fucking kill.
You would kill.
But granted, did have
oh,
to
yeah.
be, no, they'd have to be rooms.
I mean, we would kill.
We'd kill, but they'd have you'd have to have individual rooms because those dudes don't want to be.
Yeah.
Those guys
the
don't
captain's
be,
chair.
They don't want to be. They don't want to be seen in public.
Yeah, you rebuild the bridge. No, it wouldn't be a strip club. It would be a sex fantasy hotel.
Yeah, pretty
so you'd
much.
Have
just
to do it in Vegas.
Bullshit.
You'd have to do it in Vegas, and you'd have like a replica of the bridge, and the strippers would have to know, or the whores, whatever, would have to know their part.
The service providers.
Yeah, because it'd be like, Councilor Troy, come over here. I need you to sit in the captain's lap.
So basically, it's a holodeck place, but
sort of.
You know, there's no holodeck.
That's what it's called. It's called the holodeck.
Yeah,
it really is for porn.
There's like a Frodo. There's like a back end room where you can bang Frodo,
or Gandalf.
Yeah, whatever.
They're like, you don't want me to be the elf chick from
Gandalf
from Armageddon. They're like, no, it's cool. You can just be Frodo.
Your rod and your staff are so turgid, and Gandalf.
If you could bring in Gandalf and Magneto.
Yeah.
But they're the same. No, just do
no,
it.
No, I want a double gangbang.
Yeah.
Gangbang. Emphasis on the gay.
But yeah, if you're going to do just a strip club with the sci-fi theme, so every stripper comes out dressed as something
or fucking
other,
species. With like nipple tentacles.
You could charge so much money. I mean.
Tipticles. Ten nipples.
What are you talking about? Don't you have to charge that much? They would pay like, if it was $10, they'd throw down $100 like that in 5 minutes.
That's what I'm saying.
Man, fuck him. Yeah.
Look,
you guys can run.
You're not the first person that has this idea. This has to have already been done. I mean, there's already. Have you ever seen when they do like.
Yeah, but they're probably all
poorly
done.
It's porn for nerds. And it's like just. It's like, oh
no,
my God.
No, but this
God.
Is like actual. The difference is nerds.
It's so bad.
Nerds in public don't want to be seen amongst
like
their
that
nerd
fucking
friends.
Star Trek porn we looked at in the last show where he's
no,
like.
No. But you're thinking way different outside
I've
the box.
Got
because you've
phaser in my vagina.
You've never been to a strip club.
Pew, pew, pew.
And those are bros, and bros love giving high fives to each other as
and
they're
those
like,
bros are intimidating to the nerds.
Titties,
even though,
bro!
Yeah.
Clap, clap.
Even though everyone's there for the same reason.
So is there a bouncer at the front that's like, you look like a bro. You look like a douche. Get out.
Yeah, that would be,
Yeah, actually, that would be awesome.
You'd have to answer trivia questions.
Exactly. It's like, who is the second captain of the...
Yeah.
Name the five Cylons.
Yeah. Or this 12.
How many seasons were there?
Yeah, how many seasons of Battlestar were there?
The questions would be relegated to Battlestar, TNG, Futurama. If they can't answer the TNG questions, they would be offered alternate TNG question TOS questions.
You know, it's a good thing the gay guy and the girl aren't here, so we could have this conversation.
And Josh would have this conversation. He'd be right in.
Josh would still go to this.
Denise would go.
He's like, bring out number two onto the main stage. Clubs. Number two.
And now on the main stage is Leela.
Will Riker.
It's a chick with like a big old fake eyeball.
Big fake plastic eye. Yeah, Will Riker questions.
Will Riker to the main stage. Will Riker to the main stage.
Oh, wow.
You're a big, bright, shining star. Tucks it in his tunic and...
Dude, that would make a killing.
It would.
Really would. Yeah, I like the idea of having...
The production cost to differentiate it, though, from all the shitty stuff would be prohibitive. Like... You'd really have to build a good replica of the bridge of the Enterprise.
Yeah, not really. I don't think so.
Yeah, because at that point, as soon as you introduce the boobicles, that doesn't really matter.
Yeah. It's like, close enough. Kind of looks like...
Troy's wearing her typical outfit, but the tits are cut out.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, no, they get stripped down to all that. So, yeah, something along those lines.
And she's stripped out of her massive hair.
I like the idea of the bouncer, though. He's like holding a lightsaber.
This lightsaber.
So basically, it's like
whose is it?
It's basically medieval times after hours.
Medieval times for adults.
It's medieval times at the late night taco express. This is what happens in medieval times after hours.
Hey, did you notice in the back of the bag there's another one called Late Night Last Call Jalapeno Popper?
What? There is late night.
I don't know if I want to pop her jalapeno during last call.
Hey guys, we're going down to the jalapeno popper.
That's fucked up, man.
The last train's at midnight.
Pizza shooters. Extreme fajitas.
Extreme fajitas.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Like, if you can't get any of the sci-fi stuff, you have to give five Office Space quotes.
There you go, because, you know, they'll have a Flingers set.
Yeah.
And you'll have
Yeah,
because you'll have a Jennifer Aniston lookalike.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's true. You have a Flingers.
That's a lot. That's a lot of dedication for one program, though.
Do you want me to have 36 pieces of flair or what? Here comes... What was her name in the movie? Fuck.
No clue what her name was in that movie.
Here comes Jennifer with her Jennifer Aniston. Pieces of flair.
For certain guy, yeah. I guess you'd have to have the set of friends for certain people.
Shit, Lumberg fucked her.
And you guys know Lumberg fucked her, so she'll probably fuck you. Oh.
That's the guy who's the DJ.
She's going to see your O face.
Actually, the DJ could be like... Soundwave.
Dude, this...
Next on the stage. Next on the stage. Betty to the main stage. No. What was his tape's name? Is Ravage and...
Ravage. And the other one.
What was his name?
I don't
name?
Love my children enough to know their names.
No, there was one that was like Rumble and Rumble. Fury or
wasn't
something
like Super
like
8 or something?
No. No, it was not Betamax.
Super 8 and Betamax.
Betamax and Super 8. A-track, engage, transform, and don't be shitty. You cannot rewind.
Hey, come on, Shockwave!
So, my name is Jazz, and I'm the car that talks like Bill Cosby. I am...
So it's a Jazzmobile!
I'm the Jazzmobile!
Was that a Cadillac?
What the pudding,
what?
It was a Cadillac, right?
What the pudding?
Bunch of
blue. Let me put down a piece of cardboard so I can break dance. Oh, Rudy...
Did you watch... You watched House of Cosby's, right?
Fuck yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm curious, Disney!
I'm curious, Cosby!
The best part about House of Cosby's...
They should have stopped it after the first episode. I think so.
You think one was enough?
No, they should have... Like, they should have kept with just the five in the house.
Oh.
Instead of going to this whole fucking massive world war of Cosby.
The best thing about that is that every one of the caricatures of Cosby was completely different but somehow accurate. Like, they emphasized different times during his career, you know, but they
and
all
his,
looked,
and his looks
yeah
I know,
they
he
all looked like him but they were all totally different.
That's the power of the Cosby.
I'm naked Cosby.
That's the power of the Cos.
And then there is Team Cosby Triosby?
The superheroes?
And then what was the
future
evil
Cosby.
One? What was the evil one? Cosby 10.
Cosby,
every 10th
Cosby 10.
Every 10th Cosby will be a super Cosby.
They didn't have a Leonard Part 9 Cosby, though. I was kind of disappointed.
What was the evil one's name? The big, crazy, purple, evil Cosby.
I don't remember. I thought that was the Tri...
Was he Cosby 100? No, Team Cosby Triosby was the three the three-member superhero team. One of them was Toothpaste Cosby, who could turn into toothpaste.
A bath Cosby. I'll take a bath.
There was a bird Cosby, who could, like, lay eggs and shit on people. And then there was another one. I can't remember. Maybe that was Cosby 10.
I knew cleaning Cosby would come into...
Cosby 10 was the one that had, like, the RoboCop costume.
Yeah. And he did not sound like Cosby.
Dude, that would have been awesome if they replaced Bill Cosby
for sure.
There's still a chance.
Just straight up. Just fucking pull out.
Protect the innocent!
What?
If they took...
He wants a RoboCosby.
Wait, who's the guy who played RoboCop? What's his name? From UNT?
Peter Weller.
Peter Weller. If they just straight up replaced him with Bill Cosby. Like, they leave it exactly the
Robo
same.
Cosby, what are your prime directives?
To serve and protect and deport again. Theo, Rudy.
Rudy! Do you remember the little baby Cosbys that were born like gremlins?
Oh.
And that's all they were like, Rudy, Theo, Rudy.
Rudy.
Theo.
After I saw that, and my wife didn't watch most of it, I spent the next week annoying her. By just finishing every sentence with, like, Rudy.
You see.
You see.
Yeah, I did that for a while.
Theo, Rudy. You see.
You see.
The pudding.
Yeah, it only lasts for about a month.
Oh, my God. It's funny, though. It's so funny. I guess you have to find that on BitTorrent now. I actually was able to download it from the real site before it was, like, all gone. Fucking Bill Cosby, man.
BillCosby.com?
Yes. That's so fucked up because he's like, no, I'm Bill Cosby. You can't parody me. Hello, have you met yourself? You're Bill Cosby. Everyone's parodying you.
All this stuff is why you're famous.
Yeah, you've been parodied on SNL 100,000 times. So, hello. But, no.
Did you ever see that Christopher Walken sketch from SNL?
Which one?
Where he, like... goes to Christopher Walken like family reunion. Or
yes,
something.
Oh my god, that was bizarre.
That was great.
Even the women.
Yeah, Amy Poehler is great.
Everyone Walken. On SNL doing Walken, all to Walken. I think my favorite thing she's ever done.
Spiders scare me.
Did you see the one where he was the plant guy
with the googly
ferns?
Eyes?
Yeah, putting googly eyes on ferns.
I love that sketch.
His best sketches were when he was by himself just being a fucking nut
just
job.
Just rambling.
Yeah.
I like to put the googly eyes on the ferns. That's terrible. But
wow.
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 That's pretty scary.
Did you ever see the one where Tim Meadows was taking the census?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Tim Meadows shows up at his apartment trying to take the census for New York.
Uh-huh.
And he answers all the questions increasingly more insane. And then he's like, do you live here by yourself? Yes. And he's like, and no one else lives here. My wife. He's like, "Who's?" You said you live by yourself. I did. My wife is a jaguar. He's like, you're married to a jaguar?
Yes.
Yes. My wife is a jungle cat. She's a jaguar.
Just currently roaming around the apartment.
He does the whole sketch. And then at the end, there's that typical SNL, like, denouement end, where he's like, what, honey? And then he actually like, wah! Like, there's a fucking cat in the back.
Oh,
like,
no, I do remember that.
He's actually married to a jaguar. Or a cougar or something like that.
Googly eyes.
So bizarre. Did he think they were going to kill him or something? What was it with the ferns? I don't remember what was with the ferns.
No, he was like, it was like a show. He's like, welcome to my greenhouse show.
Yeah. And also when he did the lovers in the hot tub.
Yeah.
We partook in the love that dare not speak its name. The love that can only be in the ear canal. Or Shinsi.
Our
bellies full of goat meat, our lips glistening. We had a freaky three-way. Like they said that, and he's like, and I was there. And I was there. Yeah, I get it. You were there. The night that I entertained not one, but two lovers.
Shinsi.
She is a very... she's a very curious lover.
Very curious lover.
Oh my god. That's one impression that I've just never gotten down. I really can't do him. And I've never gotten it down. Did you ever see the YouTube clip from years and years ago when the kid calls up a restaurant as Walken to make a reservation?
Was that during that time when we had the Al Pacino and the Schwarzenegger, and there was like a rash of like celebrity prank calls?
Yeah, I guess maybe.
So, yeah.
And the guy, it was fucking funny. It was funny. There was nothing all that weird about it because the guy just bought it because I guess they were in LA or something, but it was funny as shit. Shinsi.
Fucking what's his face from Seven, the villain dude.
Yeah,
does an awesome.
Yes, well, he does.
Well, so does
his is bizarre because it's so good.
He does great impressions though. He did Richard Dreyfuss.
Oh yeah,
Richard Dreyfuss.
What's his name from fucking Unusual Suspects? That's a great Walken impression.
That's who we're talking about.
What did you just say? I thought he
Kevin Spacey.
No. The other. There's another guy. He's a comedian.
Who?
The guy, what's his name?
He's in the boathouse or whatever.
Kevin
Pollak.
Yeah.
Oh, Kevin Pollak.
Yeah, he does a really good Walken. Fucking Columbo. What's the guy's name?
Columbo.
Peter Falk.
He does an awesome Peter Falk.
I loved when he was on SNL as the Star Wars people that didn't get cast.
And,
he was Walter Matthau. And he's like,
oh, yeah.
He's Chewie, like, what the fuck's a Wookiee? I'm going to take a dump in this hat, what I'm going to do. And then he did a. Oh, come on. It's me, Richard Dreyfuss. Come on. It's C-3PO.
You can't recognize me through this costume.
He's like, well, certainly, sir. My first language was the. Was speaking with binary lift loaders, and they speak a language very similar to your evaporators. Come on, I'm Richard Dreyfuss. Come on. Who's in?
Slightly.
He's like, who's in there? Who's like, come on, it's Richard Dreyfuss. She's fast enough for you, old man.
Old man. She can make
the castle run. And 12 parsecs. She's fast enough for you, old man. And then Matthau was Obi-Wan too.
What the hell is all this?
He had a golf club, I think. Like
he had the robes like a golf club. He's like, what the hell is this movie about?
What's funny though is the reason they did that is all of those people were originally considered casting for, and Han Solo was nearly every A-list actor in Hollywood in the 70s, including Burt Reynolds.
Oh,
much,
shit.
Much different movie. Matter of fact.
Oh, man. If we could have Bert, we could harness that power.
If you ever want to kill some time and actually enjoy it, go to notstarring.com. We'll finish out the post show with this little nugget of internet. Shows you all the people that were considered but didn't get cast. The Star Wars movies are the best. Also, the people that did not play either Batman or Neo. The list is fucking startling.
I want to say I've heard a list for Neo.
Will
and it's
Smith,
like fucking weird.
Will Smith was one of their first choices to play Neo and turned it down. Matter of fact, The Matrix, most of the people turned it down because they didn't understand it. Sean Connery turned down Gandalf.
Yeah, we talked about that before.
That's right.
It's just fucking queer.
This is for pansies.
It's for a queer movie, isn't it?
It's for homos. What's a hobmo?
Hobo? That's slang. For homo, isn't it?
Star Wars.
I don't do these kind of movies. I'm the last of my kind.
Anthony Hopkins has turned down a bunch of movies you never would have expected him to have been in. Let's see. Mel Blanc is C-3PO. Okay. James Caan is Han Solo.
That would have been hardcore.
Robert Englund is Luke Skywalker? Fucking Freddy?
That's terrible.
Wow. Jodie Foster was second choice for Leia. Probably would have ruined her career, I'm sure.
I'm looking at Batman, 89 Batman.
Christopher Lee actually turned down Grand Moff Tarkin. He would have been pretty good.
That would have been pretty badass.
Except that was a small part.
He wouldn't have been able to be Lord Dooku.
Which is fine with me, honestly, because... Nick Nolte for Han Solo, Al Pacino for Han Solo, Burt Reynolds, Kurt Russell, Stallone, all of these people. Han Solo, Christopher Walken, Orson Welles for the voice of Vader, Billy Dee Williams for Han Solo. And shit. I'm trying to remember the story.
Considered for the part of.
Do you remember in okay, another really good read is all of the Wikipedia entries on the Batman movies. Each of them. Because they have very bizarre histories. And the franchise is so well known that there is about 12 aborted versions of Batman's that never got made. So, dude, it's a good read. Number one.
The Batmans that could have been.
Remember how Billy Dee Williams was Harvey Dent? In the first one,
yeah.
He was told that Harvey Dent would be the main bad guy
in the second one.
Damn. And then he wasn't. Cool. He's like, I'm fine.
It's cool.
We'll do
baby.
It eventually.
I'll just drink my Colt 45.
Then when they want Tommy Lee Jones, they had to buy him out of his contract. He was guaranteed.
He's like, hey, baby, I'm Harvey Dent.
He was guaranteed that when Two-Face became a villain, that he would be Two-Face. And that so they sucks. Had to pay him out to not to. And then that movie was terrible.
Hell, he's probably like, fucking hey, I'm glad I took the buyout.
Dude, they were going to make so many Batman movies. Right after... So Batman Returns was good. And the studio hated it. They thought it was too dark. And not for kids. Joel Schumacher claims they pressured him into making Batman and Robin.
Whatever.
And Batman Forever the way that he did. And that they're not... He actually apparently apologizes on the DVD commentary for how campy and silly the movies
Whatever.
Are. Yeah, so anyway.
He's just completely aware of how he ruined it.
Because of how Twister. Shitty that was, they canceled the immediate next one, which was going to be called Batman Triumphant. And it was going to feature the Scarecrow as the main villain. The Scarecrow was going to... use his fear potion to make Batman think the Joker was alive, which was going to be a return role for Jack Nicholson. And Harley Quinn was going to be playing the Joker's daughter as opposed to his lover, which is frightening.
Lame.
There was going to be a Batman versus Superman movie. And that was one of the ones where they were talking about Ashton Kutcher being Superman. That dead-eyed kid from the beginning of Sin City. What's his name? He looks dead behind the eyes. He's the assassin at the very beginning and the very end. Not kid. He's our age, but... Josh Hartnett.
Hartnett.
Oh,
yeah.
That guy.
Superman.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you need to watch the Kevin Smith thing where he does the college talks or whatever, because he talks about how... He was commissioned to do Superman.
Yeah.
The original Superman.
Oh, he tells a great
Superman's
tale
got
that.
Superman's got another series where there was a whole other set of Superman movies that didn't get made. Christopher Reeve was actually consulting on one of them, and he wanted them to hire Tom Welling from Smallville because
they
had worked together. He liked
they were tight,
it.
Yeah.
And that one would have seen Superman going back to Krypton somehow and like fighting in an interplanetary war, dying, getting resurrected. All kinds of weird shit. I think it would have actually been a pretty terrible movie. Mm. I'm trying to find proposals for a fifth film. Here we go. Batman Triumphant was one I told you about. Batman Dark Knight was going to be Let's see. Dark Knight had Bruce Wayne giving up his crime-fighting career and Dick Grayson attending Gotham University. The Scarecrow is the bad guy. Oh, Man-Bat is the other bad guy. And he has to come out of retirement to stop them.
I don't like Man-Bat.
I liked him on the cartoon.
Yeah, he was cool. He was handled well.
They were going to do Year One. That was Paul Dini from the cartoons was actually involved in that, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Darren Aronofsky was going to direct, which would have been bizarre.
I remember that.
He got Frank Miller in on the project. Christian Bale was considered for the role, but turned it down. Hmm. This was the same time that Catwoman was being made.
Talk about a cat turd.
Yeah. Batman vs. Superman. J.J. Abrams was writing the Superman movie at the time called Superman Flyby. That's the one where he was going into space. I did not know J.J. Abrams was writing that. That was the one that McGee was going to direct. McGee! McGee is fucking bullshit!
Unfucking believable.
Let's see. It would have had Batman and Superman teaming up against the Joker and turns out... Not the Joker, Lex Luthor. Christian Bale and Josh Hartnett turned down the roles for this movie. Again, Christian Bale. And then Joss Whedon pitched an origin story in 02 that was met with negative feedback. It would have featured Bruce studying under a Hannibal Lecter-type villain in Arkham Asylum. And this was just a year before they greenlit Batman Begins. Let's see. And then the third film is totally up in the air and no one's signed on yet. Which is fucked up because there's internet rumors. It's like, oh my god, Philip Seymour Hoffman's going to be the Penguin. And like, no, they haven't. There's no movie.
Those are old.
I know, I just think it's funny that they're like, it's guaranteed. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And that Depp is going to be the Riddler, or that David Tennant's going to be the Riddler, or... Anyway. All right, I'm done. So check out notstarring.com. There's a lot of fun shits on there. I'm going to look at the Neo list real quick. Let's see.
Pierce Brosnan turned down the role for Batman in 89.
Wow, that's weird.
David Bowie could have been the Joker.
Jesus, that would have been awesome.
He could have been Tesla.
Dance, magic, dance. Can't you hear me, Batman? David Bowie. The Joker. Can you hear me, Lieutenant Batman? The Matrix. Sean Connery turned down Morpheus. Kevin Costner turned down Neo. Ugh. Tom Cruise is Neo. Johnny Depp is Neo. DiCaprio is Neo. David Duchovny is Neo. Samuel L. Jackson is Morpheus. Would have worked. Val Kilmer is Neo and Morpheus. Brandon Lee was their first choice for Neo. He was dead before they started.
It's too bad.
Jet Li for Seraph. Gary Oldman for Morpheus. Lou Diamond Phillips said the movie would flop and turned it down for Neo. Brad Pitt for Neo. Jean Reno turned down Agent Smith for Godzilla.
Poor French bastard.
And Will Smith. All right, thanks for checking out Post Show for Podcast 52. Thank you for donations and your subscriptions.